U.S. government gives Boeing 737 MAX the green light to fly again after two fatal crashes grounded the plane for about 20 months. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The month of November can be very stormy, very wet, very active, but so far, our storm-free pattern continues. Today's going to be a great day with more sunshine, nice fall weather, high in the mid to upper 60s, clear skies, another cold one tonight. We're headed back to the 30s again, probably upper 30s. A warming trend begins Friday with a high around 73. We'll be in the mid-70s over the weekend. Really nice and still storm-free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has appointed State Senator Cam Ward as the new director of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Ivey says that Ward's experience will help him both follow the law and help people re-enter society after prison. The results are in for the State Senate District 26 primary election. On the Democratic side, Kirk Hatcher and John Knight are headed to a runoff. The winner will face Republican William Green on March 2nd. And former Montgomery police officer Carlos Taylor, who was severely injured while on duty, was given a life-changing gift Tuesday. The Taylor family now has a wheelchair-accessible van. Alabama Wounded Blue has been working with the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office and local businesses to raise money for the purchase. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun. And safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $699 or monthly payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go. Even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillLedge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Hey, it's Chase from Second Chance Auto Sales, and I wanted to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to utilize Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped our traffic stay continuous at our location here in Montgomery, Alabama, off Whitley Road. We want to thank the city and surrounding areas for all your support and recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting and for all your advertising needs.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Old MacDonald.
Hello.
Mr. McDonald, I understand you have a farm.
Oh, that's right, man. I got this farm here with a duck here.
And a duck there.
Here a duck.
There a duck.
Everywhere a duck.
So you're a duck farmer.
Yeah, I guess so.
I understand there's a lot of money in that.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm doing pretty good.
So I would imagine you need a good asset preservationist to help you with your finances.
David Ernest helps me with my stuff. He is the greatest asset preservationist in the land.
So he really helps you out?
Yes, I guess you could say he helps me keep my ducks in a row.
Well, how can we get in contact with David Ernest?
Call him up at 279-7431, man, and put him to work for you today.
Well, thank you, old McDonald. You have a very lovely farm. And by the way, I have your address here. Could you give me your zip code?
It's, E-I-E-I-O, man.
Really?
I know, right?
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Squeaky Phone Box and get back to drawing. And then any caller can get in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing. So get in on it. Let me tell you what, you got holidays coming up. Nobody gets hurt. And I'm excited about the holidays coming up. I need some joy and fun in my life. It'll start with Thanksgiving and probably go on through New Year's Eve. And then I get to my second favorite time, and that is Lent into Easter. Let's go to John Williams, Mortgage Corporation of the South. John, how are you today, my friend?
Dan, I'm doing wonderfully well, and now that I get to talk with you and your audience, I'm doing even better.
I like this. Is this not a gorgeous day?
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's actually so nice out there. I wish I could leave and go and just play outside today. But you know what? I got loans to close, so that's not going to happen.
There you go. Well, I tell you what you can do. You can get some lawn chairs and move them outside and let the ladies answer the phones outside.
You know what? You have just revealed this. I guess you've been talking with the girls up here because they asked me the other day if I would consider building like an octagon type hut out there where they could sit outside and work. Did you have something to do with that?
I had nothing to do with that, but I think it's a wonderful idea. And actually, that's something that people are doing now. They're adding, my brother just did this. He does this, a covered patio with a fire pit, living room set, dining table, and a big old TV in there.
Oh, my God!
It is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, that sounds really nice for home. But, yeah, they were asking me the other day if I would be willing to build like a hut out there, octagon shape, and put computers out there and all that so they could enjoy the outside, the sunshine, and do loans. And I said, are you out of your mind? It's called work for a reason. We work inside, okay? Oh, my gosh. And I rule out so many things. And they asked years ago about voicemail. Well, we're going to get voicemail. I said, as long as I'm alive, it's not going to have voicemail. Not going to get that either.
Not going to happen. I like that.
No, sir. Mortgage Corporation of the South, folks. By the way, I want to thank everyone who has called in. We don't want to sound like a broken record, but about every day that I come on this show and we talk about these IRLs, the IRRL, the phone rings off the hook. What I'm referring to is the VA interest rate reduction loan. That is the best program, I guess, that I've ever seen. Here's how it works. If you're a veteran, a qualified veteran, and you have a VA loan on your home, the home you live in currently, you know, you can go through a little quick and easy streamlined process. Basically, just call us up. We ask you, get a little information from you, and we can go in and lower your interest rate, which lowers your monthly payment, lowers your interest cost, and it's so easy. You don't have to get an appraisal like you do on a typical refinance. There's no income verification. This is truly a benefit that is set up for our wonderful veterans, and it's a great deal. I didn't even realize what a great deal it was until we'd done several of them But it's not like a typical refinance. Just call us up. We get a little information from you, and we'll tell you right there. So in the rates are now like in the 2 range. The rates are great. And we've had some of your listeners, Dan, call up. One guy had over 6% on his VA loan.
What?
Yes, he was still at over 6%. We've had others in here that have gotten VA loans, and in the last couple of years, they were in the high 3s, low 4s, and they've dropped those down into the 2s. And it happens quick. It's easy. They're like, man, this is wonderful. But we don't know how long this program's going to last. But right now, guys, I'm telling you, take advantage of it. It's crazy not to if you're a veteran and have a VA loan with an interest rate north of 3%. I would certainly check into it.
I like that. I tell you what, I'm so glad my audience is responding to it. I know you've helped one person in particular that they're saving over $300 a month, and you guys are going to have made their Christmas for their kids.
That's absolutely right. And then the other thing real quick before we go, you know, also we're the equity lender here. We're like no other around. I was just talking to a guy this morning. Went to a local bank, needed to borrow $50,000 on his home. His home was paid for. Home was worth a little over $200,000, but he couldn't get the loan because he had a few little medical collections on his credit report, and he didn't have a perfect credit score. He was like in the low 600, 605, something like that. So they sent him to me. We're making the loan, helping them get their credit back on track. So whether you have perfect credit or slow credit, whether you want to buy a house or refinance one, we're the company to call. Make your next move your best move. Call MCS right here on top of the mountain in Wetumpka, now celebrating 25 years. 567-9000 is the number, 567-9000. One more time, 567-9000. Company NMLS number is 232876, and we're an equal housing lender. Dan, keep up the great work. I love listening to the show. A lot going on right now, and I just, you know, I have my radio on News Talk all during the day.
That's
it's so interesting, you know. It's just so much going on, but you're doing a fantastic job. So thank you again for all you do, my friend.
Well, John, I thank you. I want you to enjoy this beautiful day. Cut the ladies some slack. At least let them go outside and sit outside just a little bit, okay?
A better effort will be made.
John, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Dan.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Williams, Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. Get that VA loan you need to take advantage of. You need to call them. Shall we have our John DeVoe warning encouragement music?
Sure.
Could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Stop playing with it.
Where did you get that one? Oh, Joey, you're funny. Funny, funny. Okay, you know what this means? We have John DeVoe on the line. When he comes on, he'll have 2 minutes and 30 seconds unless he starts doing a PSA or wandering, which he's been known to do sometimes. Ladies and gentlemen, John DeVoe. Hey, John.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm good. And you today?
I'm doing well. Hey, Joey.
Hello, John.
Peace and blessings to both of you and to the entire listening audience all over the globe. Happy Wednesday.
Let me ask you something, John, since you're normally plugged into this. What's going to happen to the Turkey Day Classic in COVID-19 world?
It has been canceled for this year.
Completely? Top to bottom?
Far as I know, top to bottom canceled.
Oh, man, that's going to make some people sad. I know the beverage companies are going to be really sad about that.
Well, Alabama State University has an annual economic impact on the River region of over $1 billion a year because of things like the Turkey Day Classic. But the last that I read or saw in the paper that it had been canceled for this year because of COVID. Dan, have I ever told you that... that I was mentored in the ministry by Pastor Thomas Earl Jordan at the historic Lily Baptist Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. And Pastor Jordan was mentored in the ministry by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, Dr. Coretta Scott King, as well as Dr. Ralph David Abernathy and his wife, Dr. Juanita Abernathy. in the tradition that I come from, in the spiritual tradition that I come from, you could say that another way. You could say that Dr. Jordan is a spiritual son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, and Dr. Ralph David Abernathy and his wife. And through Dr. Jordan, I am a spiritual grandson of both of them as well.
Okay.
You know, with these elections, when you were talking about the improprieties with the elections,
yep.
I just know that in Montgomery County, the elections are conducted by the probate judge in the circuit clerk.
Right.
And they have to, and the Secretary of State, has all three have to certify that the elections in Montgomery County took place properly. As well, and that is true in every county in the state of Alabama, and it's supposed to be true in every county and state of the United States of America. The probate judge and circuit clerk of every county will certify that those elections were conducted properly in the Secretary of State.
Yeah, that's correct. It doesn't mean that, you know, things happen wrong in state government.
I'll say that again, Dan.
Things happen wrong within state government. We have a former Speaker of the House in jail right now with proof of that.
Well, you're right about that. But when everything wasn't where it's supposed to be, you know, those are people that are supposed to be people of integrity. They're in those positions. They've been put in those positions by people that
are... Wait. You said people of integrity? How do you know that?
Well, I know Secretary of State John Merrill. I think he's a very fine.
Yeah, but you said just hang on. You were making a general statement. You said people of integrity are put in those positions. I absolutely agree with you on John Merrill, but I don't agree with you in other circumstances, such as some of the probate judges and clerks who've gone to jail for vote fraud.
Well, you know, I can't speak for all of them, but I do know...
Don't make a general statement if you can't speak for anybody, okay?
Well, I can say a correction, but I was just trying to say that Secretary Love was appointed by Governor Ivey, and I think he's a very fine individual. And then I think Secretary Gina Eastman was elected by the people of this campus.
Yeah, but it doesn't... Because somebody's elected doesn't mean that they have integrity.
I do understand.
That, and again, I point to... a former Speaker of the House in jail as we speak.
I understand.
Okay.
Listen, I can stand a correction, Dan.
You have a good day.
You as well. Peace and blessings.
Touch
Happy holiday season.
Bye. Generalizations. Let's see. Did we get to that one?
Yes.
We ran that. I thought we did. I was going to say... let's do this. Miranda, now let's go to a break. I'll come back with Miranda Devine talking about media hiding issues, such as the Hunter Biden story. We'll be back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Let me shuffle the deck a little bit once more. Let's go to Howard Kurtz on the media giving Joe Biden super-duper softball questions.
Well, you can make the case. So far, President-elect Biden has largely been given a pass by the mainstream media. Some media who cover media noted that. Exhibit A was Monday's news conference. Fox News media analyst and host of Fox's Media Buzz, Howard Kurtz, shows us tonight.
An NBC reporter set the tone at Joe Biden's news conference yesterday by asking him about Donald Trump.
What do you see as the biggest threat to your transition right now, given President Trump's unprecedented attempt to obstruct and delay a smooth transfer of power?
What is your message to Republicans who are backing up the president's refusal to concede?
At the end of the day, do you want him to concede?
These journalists, handpicked by the Biden team, inviting him to attack the president provided a striking contrast to the negative, sometimes hostile questions regularly fired at Trump and Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
You're not like someone's crazy uncle who can just retweet whatever.
On the campaign trail, you called yourself a nationalist. Some people saw that as emboldening white nationalists.
I don't know why you'd say that. It's such a racist question.
What do you say to your critics who say that you are creating a national emergency, that you're concocting a national emergency here in order to get your wall?
You're CNN, you're fake news, you have an agenda.
You're saying that he condemns it. I have his record right here.
You need to let me finish.
His record is
quite funny that the media goes haywire about interrupting in debates and then chooses to pursue that very same tactic themselves.
The reporters did ask Biden a half dozen questions about future policies, recognizing a president-elect has no actual power until the inauguration. Biden was asked whether he'd take a COVID vaccine and caution families against Thanksgiving travel. But he wasn't asked about left-wing violence against Trump supporters at a weekend rally in Washington. With Biden planning to restore the daily press briefings, his events look different. The reporters low-key and socially distanced than the noisy, tight scrum that usually surrounds Trump. Journalists are undoubtedly relieved at the prospect of a president who doesn't attack them as the enemy of the people. But if they're soft on Biden, many Trump supporters will conclude their negative approach to the current president has been personal and political.
That boy Howard Kurtz, and Howard's very balanced, by the way, but I thought he did a really good job with that story. We are going to have to watch something very painful, and that is the treatment of Joe Biden and compared to Donald Trump, and where they were just blistering to Donald Trump. The press is being so manipulated by the Biden, Team Biden, and it's kind of like, yes, we'll do whatever you want us to do. And, you know, Joe looks down and goes, well, now take some heart, give me your best shot. They've already, these things are just, they're patty cake type questions. And he probably knows what the questions are before he gets them. But the scrum type deal, walking into the chopper, you're never going to see that with Joe Biden. Never going to see that. And they're never going to question it. And if he answers a handful of questions from a group of devoted press, they're going to applaud him and say, yep, he's talking to the press. But the thing is, no, he's not. He's not really talking to the press. He's talking to people that really like him. They will never let Peter Ducey ask a question, but they will get pro-Biden people to ask questions. I think it's a really screwed-up situation that we've got with that. I tell you, we are where we are right now because of the press. The press will not pick up stories like the Hunter Biden story. They refuse to talk about things that Democrats have done wrong. They'll only talk about what Trump did wrong. And it is just, it's a travesty of what they've done. Absolute, top to bottom, full tilt. It is just so disturbing to me. Let me fit in something that I thought was kind of interesting. Dems have problems because Black Lives Matter want a black opponent to Kamala's Senate seat. They got what they wanted with Kamala.
Black Lives Matter making a non-negotiable demand of California Governor Gavin Newsom, petitioning him to appoint their pick to replace Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in the Senate. Here to react is senior policy analyst at the Independent Women's Forum, Patrice Onwuka. So here's what they say, and this is a quote. Appointing a black woman to this seat is non-negotiable. This must be done. This is not a one-way street. We showed up, and now it's his turn to do the same. What is your reaction?
This is interesting. It tells me two things. Number one, Black Lives Matter as an organization is strictly just to gain political power. They are the new powerhouse on the left, and they are wielding their power to get their demands met. Now, interestingly, though, I mean, I think they have demanded things in the past. They demanded a black woman to the top of the ticket, and they got Kamala Harris. They have demanded a black woman on the Supreme Court of Joe Biden. We'll see what happens. And they now are demanding that he replace Kamala Harris with another black woman, as though the California Senate seat belongs to a particular race or gender or to them. No, it belongs to the people of California.
Some of the names being floated are Karen Bass and Barbara Lee. What do you know about them?
Karen Bass is interesting. Her name was floated as a potential vice presidential pick before. She has introduced criminal justice legislation that is very far to the left, and I don't think it was able to advance through the entire Congress, not surprisingly. She's also a co-founder of the Black far left liberal congressional caucus, something like that. So, I mean, she's coming from the far left and she's bringing her perspectives in California. Representative Barbara Lee has been in the House for quite a long time. She certainly has a lot of respect, but I don't think she has a lot of legislation necessarily behind her.
You know who the person that is the absolute saddest about that is? Adam Schiff. But Adam Schiff is trying to do race re-identification for that very...
Remember the movie Tropic Thunder?
Yes. I think he's thinking about doing that.
Yeah.
Anything to get that seat.
He's gone method.
It'll be interesting to see if Bass, who was considered as a VP, but she also, the reason that she got unconsidered was because of her ties to Cuba. And that didn't help her out some, because you remember she went to Fidel Castro's inauguration and praised him?
I remember that, and that hurt her in terms of national standing, but I don't know how much that hurts her in California.
I think that she, I think it's just, you have a really good point with that. I think it's an albatross that you have to have around your neck.
Yeah.
But the person who's going to make the decision is going to be Newsom, who's got his own little problems by going to the French Laundry, which is one of the most exclusive. I looked that baby up. That, boy, you got to have some geek to go there.
Yeah.
I mean, you better be loaded. And he was the, I wonder what the amount of money someone can, a lobbyist can pay for an elected official's dinner. Dinner was like, you know, you're talking about in the $400 to $700 range. Ugh. And then when you add wine to that, I mean, they were talking about that being like a $15,000 to $20,000 gig for 12 people. And of the 12, three of them were kids, which have been known not to drink very much. I'm talking about little kids. They don't drink nearly as much as Dan and Joey do at these days. Especially when somebody else is buying, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Going to be back. Dan Moore Show after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The month of November can be very stormy, very wet, very active, but so far, our storm-free pattern continues. Today's going to be a great day with more sunshine, nice fall weather, high in the mid to upper 60s, clear skies, another cold one tonight. We're headed back to the 30s again, probably upper 30s. A warming trend begins Friday with a high around 73. We'll be in the mid-70s over the weekend. Really nice and still storm-free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's go to the second half of this story here. Dems problems and unrest in the House. I cannot imagine this.
There's another Democratic congresswoman who's taking aim at Nancy Pelosi and wants new leadership. This is Representative Alyssa Slotkin saying, quote, "I will not be voting for Nancy Pelosi. I have no idea if people are going to run against her or who might run against her, but I believe we need new leadership." She also said she would love to see more Midwesterners. She said, if you look across the leadership, it's a lot of New York and California. What do you think about that?
It's not surprising. I mean, a lot of moderates either barely held on to their seats or lost their seats because there were messages coming from the far left, defund the police, open borders, certainly increasing spending beyond for things like the Green New Deal and Medicare for All, that I think a lot of moderate Democrats could not stand behind. And Nancy Pelosi really didn't find a coalescing message other than we don't like President Trump. So, I mean, I think right now you're seeing a lot of these young folks, younger members, you know, airing the dirty laundry right now, kind of getting it out of their system. But I believe because there's no challenger, they're all going to coalesce behind Nancy Pelosi. Let's not forget, she is a powerhouse fundraiser, raising enormous, amazing amounts of money the last election cycle and, of course, to get Joe Biden elected. So she's going to be in there for a while. The question is if she can govern with a potential President Biden and still trying to wrangle these kittens who are going to be the far left and the moderates, trying to get them on the same page about policy.
It's interesting, the lady that she is talking about, if I remember correctly, is a former CIA person who was one of these people talking about the Russia collusion deal, that she had some credibility, that they would trot her out there. She's either from Minnesota or Michigan, but she said, "I'm not going to be voting for him." And as Mo Brooks had shared with us, you can't have too many of those out there. Jeffries of Louisiana is going to be moving to the Biden administration, but that will not be until later on, and he will be there for the vote that will happen at the 1st of January, and the vote's going to happen, which is the reorganization vote. I think that's next week or 2 weeks from now. But they've got some issues here, so it's going to be interesting to watch this. So Miranda Devine, with a name like Miranda Devine, going to be talking about social media blocking content. Listen in.
Interpretation, using no other evidence, that the materials in the article were obtained through hacking, and according to our policy, we blocked them from being spread. We admitted this action was wrong and corrected it within 24 hours.
Not true. They didn't correct it within 24 hours. A big tech hearing at Capitol Hill where Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey admitted it was wrong to censor a New York Post report about Hunter Biden's alleged business deals. Here to react, New York Post columnist Miranda Devine. Miranda, did they correct it in 24 hours, the problem they had with the Hunter Biden story?
No, Brian, they didn't. They locked our account for 2 weeks, and that was because even though they knew they'd made a mistake, that we hadn't violated their hacked materials policy, they wanted to bend us to their will. They wanted us to delete our tweet about the story before they would unlock our account. So it was a standoff for 2 weeks, and, you know, we refused to do what they wanted, so finally they did buckle. But it was just a power game.
That to me is just unbelievable. I mean, what ABC, NBC, and CBS ignoring the story was one thing. Blocking the story from being published is a whole nother thing, and that is editorializing or being an editor for a outlet. So Miranda is going to talk about social media and the Hunter Biden story and get into more detail.
People should understand is this wasn't a story about whether Joe Biden wanted to frack or not. This was a story about whether Joe Biden and his family were basically investing in a company that would be subservient to communist Chinese government. So all these things weren't opinions. They were actual emails. And not one media member asked a question to Joe Biden about it, nor did he make himself available. And they took the story and they froze it. And now they apologize 2 weeks after the election. That is scary wrong.
Brian, it is really chilling. And the fact that Twitter decided, somebody in Twitter decided that we had printed hacked materials. If they had read the story, they would have known that that laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop, came from the computer shop. Nobody in the Biden camp alleged that it was hacked materials. That was just some monkey inside Twitter that just decided that they wanted to bring down that story, and they used hacked materials as an excuse, and then they kept it locked for 2 weeks because it suited them to bury that damaging story to Joe Biden.
Okay, so now she's going to get into something I had mentioned, and that was blocking issue matters such as climate deniers.
So Senator Mazzy Hirono, it's always an interesting circus when she gets to speak. She cited Media Matters as a source to prove that there was no anti-conservative or anti-Trump bias among social media outlets. Media Matters, the group that exists just to attack Fox.
Exactly. She has no credibility. They have no credibility. She was one of several Democratic senators yesterday at that hearing who were actually demanding more censorship, not less censorship from these tech guys. And, you know, I think that's really the problem, is that initially the social media giants decided that they would, rightly stop the dissemination of child exploitation or terrorism material. And then the left decided to demand that that be applied to their pet projects. And Chris Coons yesterday said he wanted climate deniers, that is anyone who doesn't agree with him on climate change, to get more censorship. And this is the problem. The social media guys are very happy to bow to the left. And every single one's, you know, their censorship that happens, it's all about silencing voices on the right, not the left. And, you know, Mazzy Hirono yesterday, she actually described Fox News as far right.
So all in what your philosophy is. If your philosophy is conservative, then you need to be silenced. If your philosophy is anarchy, Black Lives Matter, big government, then your voice needs to be heard. This whole thing on Thanksgiving and holidays and bringing family together, this is so bad, and particularly these guys, these leaders that won't follow their own rules, like Newsom in California and Pelosi, Speaker, and the mayor of Illinois, of Chicago. It's nuts. Blasio did it. The governor of New Jersey did it. I mean, it's kind of like, do as I say, not as I do. It's just unbelievable. And we're getting into a very tyrannical time period, and it's very scary to little Danny Morris here.
Have you seen the documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma? It's not like I agree with every aspect of the documentary. But it was put together by people who helped build these systems at Twitter and YouTube and Google, how it works and what motivates them, how they trick people psychologically to stay on the sides. It also goes into the effects on teenagers and kids. It's a good documentary for that. But some of the insights from that is, like, these systems, even like a Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg, they're becoming so big that even when they intend to control the system in a certain way, it has all these unintended effects. It's becoming unruly for even the people running things. And so we're going to have big consequences.
To me, a problem is you get a person in a cog position, and they have got a lot of authority, and nobody is watching them.
Right.
It's kind of like the guy, we're going to get into the story, that got fired by Trump, who did the send out saying, this is the best election we've ever had in our history. Now, I knew when he said that something was wrong with that. I don't know who this guy is, but I knew something didn't smell right with that. It seemed way too contrived, way too off for somebody to make a blanket statement like that. But you get these people in these cog positions, I get very concerned that they are way more powerful. They're the minders is what they are, using the Orwellian concept.
Right. More so than Zuckerberg or, say, Jack Dorsey.
Yeah, I think they're just kind of there. I don't think they may say, we need to make sure XYZ is happening, and it's kind of like, big mistake that we found at the White House is, don't ever say to a local person, the president wants this. It's what you want. It's not what the president wants.
Right.
And you may be taking a general concept of philosophy and applying it, but it's not what the president wants. It's what you want for the president. So if it screws up, it's not him, it's you.
Well, and then there are problems internally. I'm sure you saw the story where it's the special envoy to Syria. They were lying about troop levels in Syria to the president, so he wouldn't know if some have been removed or not.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he was laughing about it. Oh, we didn't tell him who, you know, all the troops and where they exactly were. It's stuff like that you shake your head at.
Well, I get this whole thing, as I said, is very disturbing of turning off people because of what they believe. I mean, it's the Dan and Joey philosophy, it's the philosophy of a lot of people in this audience. And I hate to say that's exactly, if you've ever read much about the Night of Glass and the whole concept within the Democrat Socialist Party of Germany, which was basically Hitler's party, it was all about what they thought, who they were and what they thought. And if you weren't in that team and you thought that, you know, bankers should be important and you didn't think Adolf Hitler should be important, you got sent to a concentrator. If you were Jewish, boom, you're done. It's bad news. Let's go to, we have more in this issue. Let's go to J.D. J.D., where are you today, my friend?
Oh, man, I am leaving Lineville, headed back to Millbrook.
What a gorgeous day to be traveling around.
I'll tell you what, it's been beautiful outside. The trees look gorgeous. The sun is nice. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's a perfect day.
It's a perfect day. Really, it's the only thing I had a problem with is when I went down to Don Duncan this morning. It was early, and so I was at sunrise level. So that sun would hit me in the eye, and, man, it would blind me. You there, J.D.? Did we lose J.D.?
Did you mute yourself, J.D.?
I think he fell into a hole.
Mm.
The black hole.
Mm.
Black hole. Let's do this. Let's go to a break, see if J.D. will call us back right after this.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Cuomo is saying Trump had nothing to do with the vaccine now. These people are just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, his leadership is what got it where it's here now versus here 9 months from now. Let's go to the phone. J.D. is back with us. J.D., welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. No.
His phone's all messed up, so. I was just talking to him, but I guess it's not working.
We gotta buy that boy another phone. We need a phone company as a sponsor here because I'll tell you, Joey will, I think, will agree. We have heard some of the worst cell phones in America, people going up here. And now they have improved drastically. And I think what has done that is Samsung and Apple have gotten their stuff together. Mm. But people were buying some cheap, you know what, phones, Motorola phones. And I could almost tell when I was talking to somebody on one of those old Motorola flip phones.
And then when you, it's on the other side of
84.
It, yeah. On the other side of it, you'll hear like the best phone system in the world when Trump called. It was like, man, that's crystal clear.
Yeah.
Or some of these national press folks like Byron York. I mean, some of these guys are just fantastic.
Yeah, they do it well. And then some others, not so much.
J.D.
Nothing personal, J.D. Well, maybe something a little personal here. Mark Smith on Nevada problem and Trump campaign files suit.
Many of these votes were improperly cast. We are presenting today in our formal contest that there are north of 15,000 people who voted in Nevada and another state.
The Trump campaign is asking a judge to overturn Nevada's presidential results after uncovering what it calls widespread voter fraud. A senior fellow at the King's College in New York City and constitutional law expert Mark Smith joins us. Okay, let's dive right into this lawsuit. The Trump campaign claims that over 15,000 people voted in Nevada and another state. There were errors in signature verification machines, dead people voted, and observers were not able to view ballot counts. And voter lists were not appropriately scrubbed. Now, the Trump campaign also says that no less than 40,000 votes were impacted by these defects. Joe Biden leads President Trump in that state by 33,000. So what are your thoughts?
Well, the first thing to understand is that the legal process is exactly that. It's a process. There's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. Donald Trump and his campaign have started the process by going to court. Once they're in court, and I think this is the critical fact, now that they're in court, now they're in front of a judge, they have the ability to continue their investigation known as discovery, to continue to look for and find additional evidence of voting irregularity and potentially voter fraud. So they have their legal hook to get in front of a judge and to get to court by arguing that there are apparently 15,000 people they seem to be able to prove, at least according to their allegations, that voted in Nevada and then voted also in the same election in another state, which you're not allowed to do. You have to pick a state. So it looks as if the president has done a good job here at getting a hook to court, and now they're in court. You know, they can broaden the scope of the investigation, the discovery, and ultimately, I presume, they're trying to show that there's a sufficient number of votes that were handled improperly under Nevada law that allows them to essentially undo the election, redo the election, stop the certification of the election so that those electoral votes don't go to Joe Biden. Any of that's possible, and I presume any of that would, frankly, be very good news for President Trump's campaign right now.
All right.
Thanks for sending this to me, Joey. The Pelosi's been re-selected as the House Speaker under the with the organizing meeting that they had today.
Yeah.
And but I didn't get to the end of the article where it said the final 219.
No, that's the makeup of the House. I don't think he had a vote tally for the. It was the Democratic caucus alone.
Yeah. Okay.
But no challenger. So it, you know, there you go.
That she would be the nominee is what it is. I think that makes more sense. Bill, let's go to you, my friend.
Hi, guys. Y'all are sounding good today.
How are you doing? And are you enjoying this beautiful day?
I am. I'm out doing taking care of some business today. So I'm out in the sunshine.
Good. It is nice. I have people that are sending me pictures of being outside. It is gorgeous.
No humidity, cool air. It's like walking around in a terrarium or something. Because the sun is still shining, but the air is cool and dry. I got a question for you.
Sure.
Some states have websites that you can actually track your vote on.
Right.
I think Arizona is one of them. I don't know what other state. I don't think you can do that in Alabama. I wonder why.
Well, when you say track your vote, you're talking about track your absentee vote?
Well, no, you can actually go on this website, no matter how you voted, and see how your vote was counted.
When you say how, that you're saying that it was counted, not how it was counted.
Right. Whether you voted for Trump or Biden, you can literally see who your vote went to.
That didn't sound right.
Well,
because then we would know how Bill voted.
Right.
It's supposed to be a secret ballot.
If nobody can see it but you, then...
Well, if you can see it, somebody else can see it. I would question that. Now, I have seen where you can see whether your vote has been counted, but not who it's been counted for.
Well, I think it's interesting that, and I think you should be able to track your vote. And in this case, if everybody had that ability, you could find out pretty quickly who falsified votes and who didn't. I also saw a piece, but now it was on the internet. It wasn't from a source, so to speak, but it showed a video of a poll worker looking at a ballot and picking up a pen and writing on the ballot. And what it looked like he was doing was coloring in for a candidate. The video that accompanied that particular video said that if you voted straight ticket and only marked one the Republican candidate, that if you accidentally colored in both candidates, you nullified your vote.
If you accidentally did both candidates?
Yes. And what it was implying was the poll worker was blackening in the candidate that was not voted for to nullify the vote. And the video was supposedly in Georgia.
Yeah. Well, again, this is about a half a bottle of wine worth, and talking to friends who know something about security. You know, what they need to do is come up with some recommendations of standards. Like, there's a recommendation that you have a paper ballot. And reading more about Dominion, what you're doing is you're voting on a screen, but it creates a ballot for you. It creates a paper copy. I don't like that at all, because one of the things it says Dominion can do is you say you wanted to vote a certain way, and it creates a ballot that's different than that. I would like to see how often is that happening, but you should have a paper ballot that the individual marked. You should have in the count, where the election is taking place, actual cameras in there, so you can run back video that shows what was happening in the voting place. And in the counting, have much more closed circuit TV with video, so you can run it back. And the envelopes are always saved. Mandatory under law, it must be saved. And if you, as the circuit judge or probate judge in charge of elections, don't do that, then you've got a problem. And the number, and then the other thing that's kind of missing out of this is the signature, the sign-in. You have a certain number of people who have signed in, and you should have that many votes. Signature of 100 people should be 100 votes. And if those two things don't match, something's wrong.
Well, and that's kind of where I'm wondering. I understand the lawsuits and what they're fighting for, but if you don't find voter fraud or evidence of voter fraud, then what can be done about it? And there is no doubt there's got to be some election reform and some standardized procedures that is mandatory for all states to follow. We may never know what the actual true vote from this past election was, because
Yeah, I agree with that.
Software issues.